Yes, hello. We got disconnected and your opinion is very important. This survey is almost complete. As I was mentioning to you, this is just something you can answer that is favorable to you, not favorable or no difference. And if we may continue, as I mentioned, Kamala has consistently been rated the most progressive member of the Senate for her voting record ahead of Senator Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. What do you think about that statement?
Which more favorable?
Thank you. As California Attorney General, Kamala refused to defend California's Proposition 8 that banned same-sex and fought to bring same-sex marriage, I'm sorry, and fought to bring it to the Supreme Court to win marriage equality nationwide.
Much more favorable.
Thank you for your answer. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use number 0 to 10. 10. And once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on the issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10. Where is 10 means
zero.
Black? 0. That means no power at all. Understood. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November elections of 2024 were for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Democrat,
understood. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
No, it's a vote for Kamala Harris.
Yes, understood. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest for people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all? A lot. And which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? Facebook, family and friends, Snapchat, Twitter, national newspapers, local news, TV news, network news as
TV
ABC.
Notes. TV
okay.
Notes.
That's one. You can choose other two. Network news as ABC, CBS, and NBC, local newspapers, CNN, local radio, TikTok, MSNBC, ABC, and then we also have MSNBC, Instagram, Fox News, or other. You can choose one more.
ABC. Look at all that other crap.
I understand. And are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the president election come up recently in this group chat? Very often, somewhat often.
I don't group chat at all.
You don't group chat, understood. In politics today, do you consider yourself an independent, Republican, or Democrat? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Democrat.
And do you consider yourself a strong or not so strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have received a GED.
I'm sorry, GED you said?
Yeah.
Would that be like a master's degree or like a bachelor's degree?
No, that's it's a GED. I graduated from, that's like graduating from high school.
Understood. Thank
that's
you.
So I did not go to college.
Understood, ma'am. And are you married, unmarried, living with a
single.
Partner, single? Thank you. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No, I'm not.
And last year is 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? It can be an estimate.
It's about 11, somewhere in between 11 and 12,000. That's it.
Understood. That completes the survey, so thank you so much for taking the time, and have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye. Man, it's a sir. Sir, wow.